Welcome back, everyone. My name is Valeria Napoli, and today we are going to talk about the European Sustainability Competence Framework, or GreenComp. This is a series on Let's Learn Together, in which we are learning together. So the goal of this series is precisely to learn about the four competence areas of the GreenComp and how to use and adapt it according to our learning and teaching environments. Today, it's my pleasure to welcome Ulrike Pisiotis, who joined us to address the competence area of embracing complexity and sustainability. Ulrike is a policy officer at the European Commission, and she is one of the authors of GreenComp. So first of all, I would like to welcome you, Ulrike. And I would like to start this episode asking you a general question. Could you explain what does this competence area entails and why was it important to include it in this framework?
Yeah, thank you, Valeria, for the question, and hello to everybody. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. So what does embracing complexity and sustainability mean, and why did we include it in GreenComp? I mean, maybe I start from sort of the opposite of complex. I mean, I could just say, and that's no news, of course, that we live in a complex world. But obviously, that has always been the case. And as humans, we have strategies to cope with that complexity, to make sense of it. And a few strategies that I can think of is that, you know, we try to simplify things. We maybe use black and white thinking. We think in stereotypes. We establish patterns. We filter information. We filter knowledge. And also increasingly in this like modern day and age, we say, or it's said that we create and sort of live in bubbles. And maybe you, the audience, you can think of a few more of these strategies that we have. And if you want them, share them with us in the chat. And of course, all these things, they sound rather negative in a way, but in fact, this is how we survive, actually, you know, And you know that, of course, very well. Our brains cannot handle and process an unlimited amount of impressions and of information to be able to function, to act, to live. So we make choices of what we consider is important and of what we want to focus on. But, and of course, there's always a but, we cannot stop there. We have to be aware, at least, that the world is infinitely complex and that we have or that we make choices to reduce that complexity. And that's, in my view, the first step, this awareness, to get out of the bubble, to acknowledge that we usually deal with only a small part of a much bigger entity or system. And then, and this is what this competence area is about, we need to make the conscious effort to get to this bigger picture, to see and understand links, to question our knowledge and our information, to see different parts, but also to see the whole, and to be able to handle this complexity. And it was important to include this area in GreenComp because sustainability is complex. And our usual way of thinking in isolated parts and phenomena is really the wrong approach if we want to create a world that is respectful to the boundaries of our planet. And science is teaching us more and more about the environment every day. And it's really clear by now that everything that we do as humans has an impact on nature, on the environment, on the climate. And unfortunately, usually this impact is negative. Yet so far, we have behaved and still do in many ways and in many areas as if nature is something external that we don't need to worry about, that somehow exists despite of us. And well, that is actually true. It exists despite of us, but the reverse is not true. We cannot exist without nature. So we have to be much more aware and receptive of the infinite links between all human action and between planetary health. And I don't know if you have GreenCom perhaps in front of you or open as the publication, but there is a great illustration in there on page 20 where the economy is a small circle, and then around the economy is the circle of society, and then these two circles are in the biggest circle, which is the environment. And this depicts very well that all of these things are interconnected, one holds the other, but really the most important really is the environment, because if there is no planet, no environment, there is no society, there is no economy. So this kind of interconnectedness is what we try to bring with this competence area in the framework.
Thank you, Ulrike. I think it was extremely interesting, and I don't know, I read the report, and every time I read the report, this part with that you mentioned in the interlinks is always like it's very important to me, and I always forget that this is extremely important to learn and have competences on this. So
thank you so much, Ulrike, for your insights, and thank you all for listening to these episodes in this series on Let's Learn Together. Watch the other episodes and check the digital version on Education for Climate, specifically in the GreenCom community, for further insights. Thank you, and bye-bye.